Welcome to the Deuce Podcast. I'm Brad.
And I'm...
Jeremy. Jeremy.
Wait, I've got it. I'm Jeremy.
You forgot there?
I don't know.
Okay. And we are doing episode 67, if Jeremy remembers correctly.
Yes, 67. And
we decided to do some Deuce choices, and it is my choice.
Mm-hmm.
So I decided to do the classic,
yes,
Weekend at Bernie's 2.
And let me reiterate, this is his choice.
Yeah, this is my choice. And this, we'll talk about your choice later, but this is my choice.
Yeah.
Look, I've come up with some good choices in the past.
Yeah.
Psycho 2 was a good choice.
It was a good choice.
This is also a wonderful choice.
It's a masterpiece. It is also a choice.
Weekend at Bernie's 2, of course, is the 1993 follow-up that no one asked for to the first movie, Weekend at Bernie's.
Somebody asked for it.
Someone did. I mean, when you're talking about sequels, I do believe this is one of the sequels that everyone makes fun of.
Yep. So this is one of the... Have we gotten all the ones that we have in our house?
Yeah, I think so. We got Teen Wolf 2.
Yeah.
Short Circuit 2 was one of our first episodes.
So for those of you who, just to fill everyone in case you're picking up late, we have in our home it started out with, I got Bradley a Short Circuit 2 poster for an event. I can't, was it your birthday or Christmas?
Sure, doesn't matter.
But then we soon got more of them. So we have Teen Wolf 2, Breaking 2. Weekend at Bernie's 2.
Weekend at Bernie's 2.
I thought we had Sister Act 2 somewhere, but we just never hung it up.
No.
We have something else that we never put up.
I don't know. It's not up, though.
Yeah. Anyway, we have these posters lining the stairs that leads to the bathroom. So you follow the trail of number 2s.
To take a 2.
To go drop a deuce.
Just drop a deuce.
Yes. And so this is actually the last one that we hadn't talked about.
Right. So I thought this is a perfect time to make it my choice. Weekend at Bernie's 2.
Yeah.
It's also a good movie to kind of end summer on.
Yeah.
Because we are getting towards the end of summer.
Yeah.
So it's a fun summer, Caribbean, Virgin Islands.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you say?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very tropical.
Tropical. Yeah.
And like the first one that was in the Hamptons, this one has got more of the tropical feel to it.
Right. So this movie was directed by the writer of the first one.
Yes.
So you know that's good.
Well, yeah.
When the writer's like, oh, yeah, I want to take a stab at directing the sequel. You know it's going to be great.
And I feel like there was not a script supervisor.
Oh, there wasn't a script at all. There didn't need to be a script supervisor if there was no script. So this does star again Andrew McCarthy and Jonathan Silverman.
Yes.
In roles that made them famous, I would say. Infamous. No, I'm joking.
I was like...
I am joking. No. Jonathan Silverman and Give Me a Break. Remember he was in Give Me a Break?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And Andrew McCarthy, just in the Brat Pack movies. Pretty in Pink probably was the one that really. So this movie, of course, like I said, was directed by that. Terry Kaiser is back playing Bernie.
Yes.
Who gets paid by the word. So he actually has less dialogue in this movie than he has in the first movie.
Yes, he does.
So that's great.
Although... Talk about a very physical actor.
Sure, yeah.
I mean, he has to do...
Born and raised in Omaha, Nebraska, we found out, which is where we're located at, and did some stage work here in Omaha for 3 years before moving to New York to make it big. He has 120, things to his name?
Oh, yeah, he does a lot
of
stuff.
But he's mostly known for Bernie, would you say?
Yeah. No, he's a repeat offender with us. Mannequin 2.
He was in Mannequin 2. Oh, he was in Mannequin 2.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Jeremy, before we drop the deuce on it, perhaps we should take a commercial break. But before that, this movie has no phonies.
Oh, it has a lot of phonies.
Oh, wait,
in
yeah, it.
It
has a lot of phonies. But you know,
but unlike, what's no but unlike phony? This movie, our network
is a no phony.
So we are proud members of the No Phony Podcast Network. It's a great network if you haven't checked it out yet. So there's a little bit of something for everybody. I mean, we range from like review shows like ours with movies to, you know, doing there's the Know Your Draft podcast where they
comedy
kind of draft something out there.
Sketch comedy.
Yep, sketch comedy.
Political
and music.
Music.
There's music stuff.
Gaming.
Yes. And then sports. We have a few sports ones. Yeah. And awesome it's even sports. Great because it's not just sports from, one place. It goes abroad. Like, you have it overseas. Mm-hmm. You have all sorts of perspective on sports. I mean, really, there's a whole huge range of things there. So please make sure you go check it out. There's 25 of us on there. So there's got to be something for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
This month's featured podcast, though, From to Bottom. So they've been with the network for a long time, and they are amazing. They have great perspective on things. So please definitely go and check them out.
So after these messages, we'll be right back.
Yep.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Yeah. G'day, it's Pies from the Bats and Balls podcast. We're a podcast coming out of Australia talking about all things sport, mostly Australian sport, but a lot of international sports as well. Whatever's going on in the world, we'll talk about it. Find us at batsandballspodcast.com. Find us on Twitter at @batsandballspod, or search for us on Facebook, Bats and Balls Podcast. Keep listening to the No Phony Podcast Network.
And we're back.
We are, indeed.
We are back. So check them out.
Yes.
Please check them out. Go over to their house, knock on their door, check them out.
Just do a well check. Make sure they're okay.
Them. No, no.
Just your podcast sure. All right?
Is your podcast doing okay? Okay. Put on a coat. Drink some water.
Before right. You get talking, put on some throat coat.
Drink some water. Okay.
So before we get into
yourself
this,
with a feather, not a bat.
Go a feather, not a bat. before we get into this, I think
should we talk about it now? I mean, there is.
Well, let's preface a little something okay. Here. So when we went to go watch this movie, it is difficult to find.
It is very difficult to find. We had to actually buy it.
Yeah, and
we
so
own it. Electronically.
Yeah, so the thought was,
which is great.
Well, shit, maybe we'll flip our choices. We can do mine first, do his next, and we'll just order it online, get the DVD since it's not streaming anywhere and you couldn't rent it. You can
rent the first one for like $3.99
or $2.99 in standard def or whatever, right. But you can only purchase
looks better in HD.
What's that?
Jonathan Silverman looks better in HD.
You can definitely see the broken blood vessels in Andrew McCarthy's nose.
Oh, yep.
In the high def. Yeah. But
Jim Blossoms.
But so we couldn't figure out. We're like, why can you only buy it? And then for like a full $12.99, this isn't like a new thing.
Right. It's Weekend at Bernie's 2.
But you can get it for standard def for like $8.
So we found out that you can buy it. And people are selling it for, what, 40, 50, 80 bucks?
Yeah, I think the highest I saw was 85.
85 bucks?
Yeah.
It's got to be out of print.
Well, it's out of print, but then we also started looking into it a little bit more.
Yeah, like why?
We'll get to that here
we'll
in a little bit.
Well, we have
we're gonna
to get
save
to that.
That. Yeah.
We'll save that for what happens in the movie.
Yes.
But I say let's drop the deuce.
Yeah. Okay, so we open the movie.
Oh, do we?
Yeah.
In this very, can we talk about the opening credits for a second?
Yeah.
The opening credits look like you said, Hanna-Barbera, or even like a Pink Panther.
Yeah, it almost is like, it's like Pink Panther, like very minimalist. Like
animation.
Yeah, and kind of herky-jerky, but the characters look like they were Hanna-Barbera drawn.
Right.
But yeah, it's just him getting like dropped places and things
Bernie,
happening to
Bernie.
Him. Yeah, Bernie.
He, yeah.
And then at one point, there's like this really weird scene where it's like they have a van and they're looking for him and they just keep running him over. And every time they hit him, it's like real slow. And
Yeah,
it's not like a regular pace. It's very weird. Very weird.
It's very odd.
Yeah.
I think they're setting it up. They're telling you, don't take this movie so serious.
Yeah.
Maybe. Hey, it's a cartoon.
Yeah. And it, yeah.
Or maybe I'm reading into
like
the
part of me thought like
I'm reading into the art house of this.
Yeah, film. I think you are. But part of me was like, is this the original story? I don't remember this stuff happening. No. I'm like, that can't be. And then it makes me wonder, it doesn't happen in this movie. So I just wonder maybe
in the credits
it was like
happens in the movie. It's not like maybe foreshadowing or
maybe some movies do that.
Yeah, but not this.
No. Well, it made me wonder, maybe this was the other script and they're like, nah, change that.
Again, you keep thinking there was a script.
Oh, there was a script.
I don't know.
The doctor wrote a script for all the pills that they took.
You could pour yourself a bowl of alphabet cereal and write a better script. Am I right?
I don't know.
A, B, God, blah, 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 whatever. Yeah. Anyway, let's drop it.
Yep. So we open back with our friends Larry and Richard. Andrew McCarthy plays Larry. And then Richard is played by Jonathan Silverman.
Which he keeps calling him Richie, right?
That's what he always calls him.
Richie.
He's supposed to be a smarmy whatever. And so they're at the morgue where they're IDing Bernie's body. So Bernie was their CEO in the last one. He was murdered. And they basically paraded him around like a puppet. And then when the shit hit the fan, they finally, you know, said, oh, he's dead. And they basically stepped forward and said they witnessed it. And so this is kind of the aftermath of that. So they're IDing his body. Of course, Bernie played by Terry Kaiser. Mm. Larry, they said, yeah, he was murdered. We saw it. Larry and Richard are trying to get out of there. And they said, hey, you need to sign these documents. So the coroner has the docs. Richard is the one who's going to end up signing because Larry doesn't want to be involved with it until he realizes Bernie left some personal effects behind.
Personal belongings. Can we go back to Bernie himself? Still dressed with shades on, right?
Yeah, in the morgue.
In the morgue.
They're never going to take him out of his outfit.
In the morgue.
And he still has sunglasses on.
Sunglasses, he looks like he did in the first movie.
Yeah.
With the jacket.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know how many months or weeks later is this from the first movie?
Yeah.
But it can't be that long.
No.
Because they're IDing him.
Yeah, no, this is like right after, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But they want to get going because Richard says, hey, this is the day they're going to get this big promotion and he wants this office. And he thinks it's because he helped them, you know, figure Bernie's stuff out. And so they head back. Larry also says he's Bernie's nephew and gets all his personal belongings, like a gold watch and his credit cards and some other odds and ends. So they go back to their insurance company, and the guys start getting questioned by their boss. It was like, explain again what's going on. They run through it and kind of give you like a brief, not exact like exposition, but kind of like their version of events.
He kind of looks like, can I say he looks like a cross between Gerald McRaney and Dabney Coleman?
Yeah, that's perfect. That's a perfect example. A little heavier on the Dabney, though.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
A little head by the dab.
Yeah. With a Gerald McGraney delivery.
Yeah.
And so they're there, but then also they're like loss prevention expert, Arthur Hummel, played by Barry Bostwick.
So Barry Bostwick is playing Barry Bostwick in this movie.
Basically.
Yeah.
So he's their internal investigator for their loss prevention. And he asks if the two of them have seen the $2 million that Bernie has embezzled.
Mm-hmm.
He thinks they're involved. They're denying it up and down.
And he says, damn it, Janet. Brad.
He's like, they're so confused at the Spin City. Anyway.
Oh, he was on Spin City. My God.
Yes, he was. So he says, oh, I think you know where the money is. And they, even though they say they don't, the boss ends up firing them. And then he sends Hummel after them to see if he can figure out, they'll probably go to the money. So now you follow them and figure out where it is.
Kurt Hummel or Furt Hummel?
Furt.
Okay.
later on, Larry calls Richard, tells him to meet him at this restaurant in the middle of the night. And of course, Richard shows up in his pajamas with an overcoat on, because it's that much more difficult to change into other clothing.
Get down here as quick as possible.
Yeah.
You figured you'd at least change. I mean, yeah,
or
New
put
York.
Different pants on or whatever. Larry tells Richard that he found a key to a safety deposit box in the St. Thomas in the U.S. Virgin Islands. And he said, you know, I think that may be where the money is.
Who was St. Thomas?
St. Thomas Aquinas?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Gotcha. Yeah.
Did it feel like that helped clear it up?
Yeah. Or? Oh, no. It totally did.
Okay. He was a saint.
Yeah.
So
got it. Moving on.
So he says, hey, I think the money might be there, but we're going to need some additional information to figure it out. And the only way we can get that is from the computers in the office.
Yeah, but they got fired.
That's right. So he says,
I don't know why I'm helping you with this plot. This plot is terrible.
We're halfway home.
Ooh, pretty much.
He says, hey, I'll break in. You just have to do the computer stuff. And so they break into the office. They head to go break into the office. Meanwhile,
my favorite part of this movie.
I know. So back in the Virgin Islands.
Careful.
Woo. A voodoo queen. They call her Mobu.
Mobu?
Yeah, played by Novella Nelson. She's played a lot of judges and been in a lot of TV shows.
Good for her, like Law and Order?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she's been like three judges on Law and Order.
I think I know what you're talking about. I think I've seen her before.
Yeah, she's been in a bunch of stuff. Mm-hmm. Like, she's one of those, like, oh, you kind of people.
Yeah.
And basically, she's hired by
this movie is full of, oh, yeah, you.
Yeah.
Including Andrew McCarthy and Jonathan Silverman. Oh, you from Brighton Beach Memoirs.
Yeah. So she sends, she basically is hired by two mobsters.
Yeah, what's with the voodoo queen and the mob?
So they are from the drug cartel.
Yeah, but what? Why are you,
Yeah, so they,
go with
it's
it,
weird.
Brad.
So they hire her to find where the stuff is.
I don't know why I'm getting mad. This was my pick.
I know. they hire her to find where the stuff is. And we get a brief scene. Was it Gary Durden?
From CSI. CSI.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Warwick. And so he's there briefly. He tells one of the mobsters doubts the voodoo queen, and he says the last people who doubted her got turned into a goat. Apparently they're believing that. So she calls a couple of servants. Which it's weird because there are these two guys who come from New York to see Carnival.
Yeah.
And she's like, no, I need you to do this. Well, so do you work for her from New York?
I don't understand.
Or how did you guys connect? Like, I don't get any of that.
I don't get that. And also you said Carnival. I want to watch that.
Carnival?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know I'm always down to watch Carnival.
I know.
So she sends her two servants. It's Henry, played by Steve James, and Charles, played by Tom Wright.
Well, these people, these guys have been in movies.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, okay, so Steve James.
Although the guy that played, yeah, the guy that played, he's not really been in much. Go ahead.
Well, Steve James, he plays a detective in both of the Barbershop movies.
Oh, that guy has, but the other guy,
he plays a lot of, because he's more of a physical actor.
Yeah.
Like, I think he does more like martial artsy kind of things.
Yes, yeah, I think so too.
And so he plays, he usually plays like sidekicks to things in movies. So he's not been anything that's where he's necessarily like the featured main person. And it actually makes me wonder if maybe he did some of the physical, like he helped get them prepped for some of the physical things in these movies. And
maybe.
They just ended up bringing him on.
Maybe.
He might have, you know, invented some of the dancing or
well, good
some of that
for
stuff.
Him.
I don't know.
I mean, that's a phenomenon. We will talk right? about that.
Yes. So she sends these two guys. They say, no, 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 we're here for carnival. And she blows some powder in their face and compels them to go to New York.
Yeah.
So they turn around and they leave.
And they go back to New York?
Yep.
Again, do they work for you? Do they not work for you? How did you get their number?
Yeah, right. So they go to the morgue and it's I kind of like that they're like a goofy pair, just like Henry and or just like oh gosh, Larry and Richard
characters.
Are.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. yeah. It's almost like there's a parallel between
almost,
them.
But we're spending too much time on these characters.
I was okay with them, but then well, and we'll kind of come back. They, yeah. After a while, they just kind of freaking disappear.
Yeah, they disappear.
Like, we don't see them for a long time. But I was like, it'd be one thing for me if they were, like, equally featured. But
yeah, that's what I mean.
They disappear for a long time in here in a bit. But they go and they sneak into the morgue. And it's very comical the way they're doing it. They play very well off of each other, I think.
I think so, too.
Yeah. They were
better than Andrew McCarthy and Jonathan
yeah.
Silverman.
Well, and Andrew McCarthy at this point...
it was about 1992.
Yeah,
it was he was just kind of on the cusp of.
He went into rehab in 93.
Yeah,
and so like the same year the movie actually came out. Yeah. So like I probably went into rehab right after this movie was filmed.
Well, it's understandable. He's talking a mile a minute. Every one of his lines, is faster than anything I've ever heard. And his eyeballs are, like, poking out of his skull.
Yeah, his eyes are always huge.
If this isn't a noticeable feature of being on drugs, then
I don't know. He trips over everybody's lines.
Yes, and over everything on set.
Yeah, and he just acted, like, very, like, over the top. Like, he'll go,
yeah.
Hey, what do we do about this? Ooh!
What do we do?
Yeah.
I don't know. There's a conga line.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very like it's very erratic compared to other stuff he's in. So this might have been his rock bottom. I mean, to be like, hey, you know,
you take that back.
I was acting like this. This was how these were the best shots that we had to put into
that's
Weekend
true,
at Bernie's too.
Yeah.
And, you know, I mean, it might have been that. I'm glad he got the help. He's done a lot of great things.
He's a director now, directs tons of movies and TV shows.
Yeah.
Directs Orange is the New Black, directs Halt and Catch Fire, a bunch of stuff, Blacklist. So, you know, he's made a name for himself in
yeah.
the TV world. So good for him.
Yeah, definitely. Like, but
for
yeah,
our purposes.
It was a little uncomfortable because we were like, Andrew McCarthy, why are you acting yeah. like this?
For our purposes, Coke is it.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
He's got to be on cocaine.
Yeah.
Something.
Something.
So anyway,
Henry and Charles are still trying to figure this out. They get Bernie's body. They start taking it down the hall. They see two guys coming towards them. So they roll his body down a side hallway, and it rolls, and they shoot him off. He basically flies off the stretcher through a window and into a garbage can below.
Right.
But why they didn't hide down the same hallway is weird to me.
I don't get that either.
Yeah. But then, and so Henry says his catchphrase. Well, ain't this some shit?
Ain't this some shit?
It happens. So he says it over and over. So they go to a like a porno theater, and
I don't know why they chose a porno theater to try to resurrect the soul and spirit of Bernie.
Well, they went to the women's restroom.
Oh, gotcha.
That's what it was. They were in the women's bathroom, so nobody was going to, no women were going to be in there. So it was all dudes, so they knew they would be safe. I think that was part of the line, but, so,
that's smart thinking, I guess.
Yeah. So they start using this voodoo ceremony. Like, they have goat blood and urine. They have a chalk circle. They have 117 candles, and then they had to, marked stuff on him, and then they had to put a chicken on him and then start saying these magic words.
Typical voodoo stuff. Yeah, I mean, stuff you see every day in a porno theater.
Right, you know, along with this music, this, like, kind of calypso beat.
Yeah.
And so...
Caribbean calypso.
Yeah. So. And so they start doing the ceremony. Somebody walks in, and the chicken, basically the chicken runs down the hallway.
Right.
And we have a scene where they're crawling across the floor of a porno
theater. Of a porno theater.
Wonderful idea.
Seems smart.
You should probably get some penicillin after that.
Way to get into that sticky situation.
Oh, no.
What?
No.
What? I'm just saying they lost the chicken. Keep going.
Well, got to be careful.
Go ahead.
People choking those in there.
People choking chickens all the time, you know. There is a guy that has a chicken in the porno theater.
There's a guy who's holding and petting a chicken.
He's stroking his chicken.
Yeah, and they go. The guy goes, Henry reaches up to get it, and he goes, oh, that's the chicken. He goes, no, this chicken came with me.
Cluckers, we're going to go down to the porno theater. Hold on, let me take you in.
Yeah, who knows what he's doing with that?
I guess they don't care. They're just getting their money.
Maybe it's an emotional support chicken.
Emotional support chicken. I think you don't need an emotional support chicken in a porno theater.
So they go outside trying to figure out where they're going to get a chicken. And they see a barbecue place with like a rotisserie chicken going. And they say, no, I think it needs to be alive. Where are we going to find a live chicken here in New York? And instead they say... Ooh, so they catch a pigeon.
Yeah, that's equivalent.
Yeah, they get a pigeon, which is like a, I guess, an urban chicken.
Is it I guess.
No, they get a pigeon, and they complete the ceremony, and it does not work.
Well, it sort of works.
Well, they don't realize at the time that it does. They play the boombox, and they start dancing to it, because it's kind of pretty... It's like calypso, but also kind of like beat.
Urban.
Yeah, it's kind of got this like urban calypso thing going. Yeah. And so they're dancing to it, and Bernie starts first. His hips start kind of pulsing, and then his head goes, and then he starts getting up, and he's walking and kind of like shimmying forward. His arms flopping, and his head is. Back and going side to side, and while they're dancing, he goes right past them, and they go they turn the music off.
They're like, "How come it didn't and work? What happened?"
Falls,
yeah,
and they couldn't get him up. It happens again. They play the music, and he does it again. They realize, "Oh crap!"
He actually says, "What did we do wrong?" Oh, right here it says we used a pigeon instead of a chicken. No one doesn't say that. You're the one that improvised.
Goes, right here it says the spell only works partway because we use the pigeon instead of the chicken.
Say that at all. But for the purposes of the movie and the plot coming along,
yes,
Bernie dances in this movie.
And yes,
he dances quite a lot. So every time music happens,
yes,
especially calypso.
Calypso music happens.
I think it's just music in general, but it's mostly calypso. In the movie, he dances, which brings us to, should we talk about this?
He basically is, the whole reason he's doing this is because they think the spell is basically making him move to where the money is.
Right.
It's making him go find it so they can get it.
Now that's what the voodoo lady says.
Yes.
He will lead you to the money.
Yeah. And so in the end, they go and they're trying to get him back.
Yeah.
They load him up into a cart and they take him to the subway and they have the boombox going. And they are the somebody steals their boombox at one of the stops and they jump off running after him. They lose the guy with the boombox and they the train starts moving and they lose Bernie.
Yeah.
And at that point is when they basically start fighting because they lost it and the cops grab them.
Right. Meanwhile, Andrew McCarthy and John Lee Silverman.
So their plan is going into effect.
Have been caught, too, by the police.
Yes.
Breaking into the computer or whatever.
Yes.
So they get sent to jail.
Yeah. So things are starting to cross paths.
Yeah.
But let's talk about that with the Bernie dancing.
Okay, we shall talk about the Bernie dancing. So when we were looking this up, why is this DVD $40 to $80.
Yeah,
there's no reason this.
It's nowhere. Like I tried all sorts of places to find it.
eBay, Amazon,
and we've been looking for it for a while, but we can't find it anywhere.
No,
like even like dollar stores and all these other places that have tons of movies.
Nothing.
Yeah.
So we did some research, and in our research, we found. And Jeremy, that there was a dance craze that happened about seven years ago called what? Dancing Like Bernie?
Moving Like Bernie.
Moving Like Bernie. Moving Like Bernie.
Yeah.
It's the weekend and we're moving like Bernie.
Yeah. There was like a couple songs about it even.
Huge.
But it's basically this. And we
it's like a Harlem Shake kind of thing.
Yeah. So people would go places. They would lean back, tilt their head back and waggle it from side to side and then just move their arms.
Like they're dead, possessed by
like how Bernie does it in the movie. And so, and how like other people were. And so they just do this
places. We were like, what the fuck is going on?
I know. I couldn't believe, I'm still mortified by this. For a couple reasons. Like, first off,
I don't normally cuss like that, but that's fucking ridiculous.
It is.
That this movie is $80.
Yeah.
And the dance is not the reason why it is. I don't think it is. Do you?
Is what?
Is the reason why that the movie is $40 or $80 online? It can't be because of that dance.
Well, that's okay, because
it's out of print.
It probably isn't in print.
Right.
But part of that is then people, I think, grabbed it.
I think pop culture has, well, it has been referenced a lot.
Yes,
Beacon
it has
Bernie's
been.
2 has been referenced a lot.
Yeah, it has been. It's,
as like the worst sequel. Like one of the worst sequels.
Yeah.
In NCIS, there was an episode where there was a murder investigation and the guy was watching a movie and he didn't want to tell the cops. So
yeah,
they thought.
They assume he's watching porno.
Right. They thought he was watching porno. And in turn, he told them that he was watching Weekend at Bernie's 2, which one of the characters said, ugh, even worse.
Yeah. It's been referenced in
How I Met Your Mother, Seinfeld.
Seinfeld, they had
and
a big
not
thing
Weekend
about
at Bernie's, them. Weekend at Bernie's 2.
Yes.
And how we have this crazy dance phenomenon that happened.
Yeah. And so I think people, aside from it being in the kind of pop culture realm again. I think people, it didn't probably get printed as much as the first one, and then people went out
and tried to look
and
for
snatched
it.
And snatched all the copies, and then, so now the ones that are out there are expensive.
Fucking nuts.
I know.
I still
am like
so go
reeling
on YouTube
from this.
And YouTube.
We got a copy of
right,
what was it, All
like
the King's
Bernie?
Men for $2.
Right, $2. Academy Award nominated and winning movie. All the President's Men we found for $2, won Best Picture and Best Actor. Weekend at Bernie's 2, $85.
It's so
about right.
Stupid.
It's about right, world. Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, world. All right.
I like Weekend at Bernie's, too. Oh,
Jesus.
Oh, God.
A lot of athletes, when they celebrated winning a touchdown, would do the Weekend at Bernie's dance.
It's funny, though.
So that kind of became culture.
Yeah.
A lot of, clubs, especially in urban areas, would play, Moving Like Bernie, Moving Like Bernie. And it became this cultural phenomenon that we had no clue about.
And I saw them. I saw them doing that celebration before, and I had no clue what they were doing. I was just like, oh, look at them. They're just, flailing.
So we suggest going on YouTube and very much YouTubing Moving Like Bernie.
Yeah.
But let's continue, shall
we? Yeah, let's go back to the to everything.
Do we have to?
Yes.
Okay.
So meanwhile, Larry and Richard have been arrested. The other guys have been arrested.
Bernie's found on the subway.
Yes, Bernie's been found on the subway. And so the boys get set free. Larry and Richard get set free. They have to pay post their bail.
Because they're white.
Yes, they have to post bail.
Right.
Now, keep in mind, they've broken into an insurance agency and have been digging through their encrypted everything. And they actually print off some information and take it.
The two guys?
Yeah.
That were hired
Henry
by the Voodoo
Charles.
Princess, who were just fighting?
Yeah.
Still in jail.
They have to stay overnight in jail, 24 hours.
But that doesn't happen anymore.
No.
No.
So Larry and Richard, part of it is they're let go because Arthur, Hummel, he basically asked the cop for a favor to let them go because he wants to follow them.
This is Arthur. He's like Slugworth. He just shows up in places.
Slugworth.
You're like, what are you doing here?
Right. So they go back to find Bernie. Meanwhile, Bernie has been found on the subway, and they bring him to the morgue.
Right, because they're like, this guy's dead.
Yes. To which the coroner is like, whoa, 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 this guy was already
so
in
I guess
here.
If a guy's found dead on the subway in New York, you don't call the homicide police. You just take him back to the morgue.
Yeah, that's how it happens.
It's usually how it happens.
Yeah, you know.
You don't tape off anything.
No. They've taken his clothes. He's been spray painted and whatever else. So, of course, the coroner is like, what is going on? And, just has to lay down because it's driving him crazy. So, they go to, Richard and Larry get back to the morgue. And they go in there to get the body.
Yeah.
And get out. And when they go in there, they were, really confused why Bernie isn't in the freezer. He's just, out on the table.
Well, they're also confused why he's not wearing much clothes.
Yeah.
Except sunglasses.
Except for the sun.
The one thing they didn't steal.
Do you know how much those sunglasses are?
Probably a lot. It's Bernie. It's
400 bucks.
Yes.
They were $400 sunglasses.
What's Bernie's last name again? Lomax?
Lomax.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had to take some Lomax the other day. I wasn't feeling good.
Feeling a little backed up?
I was.
Lomax.
Feeling like your crap is dead.
Feeling dead on
feeling
your feet.
Dead on the inside. Try Lomax.
Try Lomax.
Go ahead.
Sorry. So they get Bernie, and they're like, oh, we got to dress him in something. He's not my size, so Larry won't give him his clothes. But he says, Richard, he's your size. We'll use your clothing. He goes, all I have is the clothes I was going to wear when I got there. And so they put him in, they go to dress him, and he's wearing some Golden Girls, Florida track retirement tracksuit.
That's what you were going to wear?
Yeah, it's purple and blue, and it has a hat with a bill on it that is seriously 3 feet long.
I'm sorry.
Goofy.
It's the dumbest thing, but keep going, please.
And so they hang him up on the coat rack and get him dressed. He doesn't have extra shoes, so they go to take some of them from the morgue attendant who is, or from the coroner who's just sleeping in there.
I guess.
I didn't hear any of that.
Corpses keep going missing.
I know, right?
The guy in charge always falls asleep.
Yeah, so he didn't hear any of it. When he kind of wakes up for a minute,
this guy needs to lose
his
job. Look, like this guy's been like stolen twice now.
Yeah, right. The but of course Richard does.
How did this guy come in? He's alive.
Yeah. So he acts.
Give me a
crazy
break, Jonathan.
Yeah. Right. So he they get him, they stuff him in a suitcase, and like Aaron McCarthy is like jumping on him. Like, okay, his bones still have to be intact.
Yeah, and you know, he's dead, but his bones, you know, are...
Well, and the whole reason, I guess maybe I should mention too, the whole reason they're bringing him down there is because in order to get into his vault or his safe deposit box, he has to be there in person.
That's what it was. I thought they just missed their friend Bernie.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
So they get him
an adventure without a dead guy.
So they head down, and obviously nobody's going to scan their luggage.
Right, no one scans their luggage.
They don't X-ray any of it when it goes on the plane.
Oh, there's a dead guy there. Oh, keep going.
Hey, your bag's filled with bones.
Oh, must be an archaeologist.
So they head back.
Must be Zoe Deschanel's sister. From Bones?
Oh.
Yeah.
Chloe Deschanel?
Yeah, Chloe.
What's
Chloe
her name?
Deschanel.
I don't know what her name is.
I don't know either, but it's not Chloe Deschanel.
But wouldn't that be great if it was?
Yeah, they're Chloe and Zoe
Chloe
Deschanel.
And Zoe Deschanel. So they get back to, they're getting to the island. They're getting on like the little tram to get to their bungalow. And you start hearing the calypso music playing. So their bag now is like popping and everything.
Popping and locking.
Yeah, because Bernie's inside of it trying to dance. So they get it to, but nobody seems to notice that as they're loading everything up.
No.
Also, nobody seems to notice that Barry Bostwick is there with them. So Hummel is like right there on the same tram. They've looked at him. It's not like this is a mystery. They know who the guy is.
Barry Bostwick, what was his job again? He was just like their insurance guy or whatever.
He's like their loss prevention.
Loss
he's basically
prevention guy, but he's so good at like tracking people.
Yeah.
Like he knew that they were gonna be on that flight, that they were gonna take that, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
My
He basically is from Double Indemnity, he's what's his name?
Hmm.
Oh gosh. Mm-hmm. Ah, you dirty rat.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah. I think his name is Chloe Deschanel.
Chloe Deschanel.
Chloe Deschanel.
Joey Deschanel, their brother.
Joey Deschanel, their brother. You dirty rat.
Edward G. Robinson.
You killed
Thank
the new
you.
Girl,
Sorry.
You dirty rat.
Edward G. Robinson,
Edward G. Robinson from
Double Indemnity. He's that guy who...
Or Joey Deschanel.
Where he's like, in your glove box, you had this. That's him, except
right. Inept.
Yeah. And so...
Except he's terrible. I'm
except
sure.
he's awful. and so he's there with all of them as well. So they go through... They clear out the fridge... And stuff Bernie in there. Also, he smells because he's rotting at this point.
Right. He's dead guys.
I don't know how long he's been dead for, but, like, come on, man. He's got to start decomposing at some point.
Plus, he's been hitting the balls 700 times in the first movie.
He did.
And he's going to get hit 700 more times in this movie.
Yeah. I also love that his, like, bones and skin are, like, impervious to all damage.
It's the sunglasses.
It is. They're magic.
They're magical.
So they get to their hotel, they stuff them in the fridge, and they go and see the sights. So they're kind of walking around a little bit. Larry meets a native girl, or like somebody who lives on the island.
Yeah.
And asks her on a date. She agrees. So he gets ready for that. That's Claudia, played by Troy Baer.
Mm-hmm.
in the meantime, Richard is trying to come up with a plan of how they're going to get the money. So he's working on that. Larry goes to her house, and when they get there, she realizes, or he starts heading there to drop her off. He says he's going to walk her to the door, but he tells the cab driver, when I get halfway up the steps, just leave, because he's a creep. And so they get halfway up the steps, and the taxi leaves, and he's like, oh,
hey. Yeah, he left his bag of cocaine in there.
And so she's like, well, come inside. I'll get my car keys, and I'll take you home. So he gets in there and sees all this voodoo stuff. So we have a conversation about voodoo. Apparently they use it in a good way, or she and her father do. But they're not like the Mobu, like the black magic.
If you're gonna have a ridiculous sequel about a corpse that keeps getting snatched from the morgue, you might as well throw in voodoo.
Yes.
In the mix.
Yeah.
Because that seems like it's
makes sense.
Yeah.
Well, you gotta make that happen somehow.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was the early 90s.
And so. While Larry's off, Larry's talking to Claudia, being a creep, and she basically tells him to get the hell out, because he's just being a jerk, and he's making fun of the voodoo. Hummel busts into Larry and Richard's room, and Richard is asleep in the middle of doing
this. He's not the smoothest at, like, going through, like, trying to sneak around in someone's house when someone's asleep. He's, like, knocking over shit, and Jonathan Zimmerman's still sleeping.
Yeah. And he's taking pictures with this camera.
Click!
Yeah.
Like, that's louder than anything. Click!
Yeah, it's huge, and it's making these, like, it's huge mechanical sounds.
Click!
And,
the flash.
But he never wakes up, and he's taking pictures, like, whatever he has written down.
Yeah.
Never wakes up. So then he goes, he leaves, but you can hear the Calypso music in the room now.
And you see Bernie's hand in the
pop out of the fridge. Yeah.
And he's moving and grooving.
Yeah, and so he's walking outside, or he starts walking outside, and he walks into a party they're having out there.
But before that, we have a seamless like scene that doesn't need to be in there, but is in there because it involves the couple at the table.
Yes.
Talking. You will never go dancing.
Yeah, it just there's a lady and her.
This is the last dance of the night.
Yeah,
and
lady
I'm
and her meathead boyfriend. Yeah. Just you know.
But I look ridiculous dancing. Yeah. You look ridiculous in what you're wearing now, buddy.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's the situation from Jersey Shore's parents.
Kind of. So she goes into the conga line, and in walks Bernie.
Yep.
And he's dancing. He's
she's just
moving like Bernie, moving like Bernie.
So the conga line is going and forming with them, and they're all moving like Bernie.
Yeah, they're moving like
Bernie.
They're
all doing that damn dance.
Yes.
And I just went, oh, my God, this is what's happening.
This is where the whole phenomenon came from, was the scene.
Yeah. And so they're all moving along with it. And then Richard wakes up and it's like, oh, cool, a conga line.
Cool,
so he joins it.
He sees a hot girl.
Yeah.
Ooh, a conga line.
Yeah, not noticing that Bernie is out there.
Bernie is leading the whole thing.
So
who's that guy in the tracksuit that I thought I was going to wear?
That guy stole my taste in tracksuit.
Who's that guy? Is that Rue McClanahan?
He has a tracksuit that was basically designed after one of those like purple and blue and white like paper cups. That's what I'm wearing. The girl
he was dancing. He's like, that guy at the head of the conga line's got good taste in fashion.
So the girl and Bernie kind of meander off.
Yeah.
And she's like, you're such a good dancer, and I like talking with you. And, of course, she tells the boyfriend to shove it.
Bernie gets in a fight with the boyfriend.
He chases after him. And as Bernie turns around, it smacks the guy when his arms kind of flail. And then he turns Bernie around, and it happens again. And so then the guy punches Bernie.
Can I tell you, I laughed at this not because it was funny, because it was ridiculous.
It was.
That's the only reason why I laughed at this movie.
Yeah.
Because it was so dumb and ridiculous.
Yeah. And Kaiser is really good at like the...
Kaiser is great.
His physical stuff is great. Yeah, he's great physical comedy. Yeah. And like the... So like whenever he lands on the ground and he starts like getting up, he like looks
like... he's humping the ground.
It looks like he's always humping the ground. It's always like his hips start first. Yeah. But he literally... And I don't even know. I don't even think I could do this. He... It looks like he's basically picking himself up by his waist. By himself,
yeah.
Yeah, and he is. He's standing up, but that's got to take great muscle control to do that. Like, kudos to him. And so the guy is like, oh, you come back for more? All right, and knocks him out again.
Yeah.
And so the gal tells her boyfriend to go away, and so she walks with Bernie further down the beach. They get to like the water and the music stops and he just falls over.
It's just
she's
so
like
ridiculous. I'm sorry.
She's like, okay, we'll sleep here. And they just both lay on the beach together.
Yeah.
Back in New
she's
York.
She's hoping for a stiff and she got one.
Back in New York, we're back with we have a bit with like Henry and Charles. They get out of jail.
Just finally get out of prison.
Yeah, it's been 24 hours.
Yeah, but like the two white guys have had like a conga line and a date.
But, yeah, but they got out because a rich white guy asked them to get out.
That's
how it works. Yeah. So they get out and they're like, okay, we got to figure this out. We'll see if we can figure out where he went or what's happening. And all of a sudden... I think it's Henry starts, he's talking and he bleats like a goat.
He's goats.
He's like, oh no, we failed. So we're starting to turn into goats. So they're like, well, let's go back and talk to her and get this all straightened out.
Yeah.
So we cut back to the hotel room.
Sorry. It's just so ridiculous.
Yeah, I know. Larry comes in and he climbs into bed, the same bed as Richard. And Richard,
I knew it.
Richard is like, "Hey, what are you doing?" He's just so tired and wasted that he's like, "Oh, I'm sorry, I'm in the wrong bed," which was not scripted. No, I'm just kidding. He gets into the right bed, and he's like, "Well, I'm getting up."
Just outtakes.
Yeah, and he realizes that Bernie is gone. Richard realizes Bernie's gone. So, like, what the hell happened? So they go outside, and they see him down on the beach. And they're like, well, how did that happen?
Yeah.
So they kind of shoo the lady off. They get him, and they say they're going to figure out what to do. So did the parasailing thing happen yet?
Not yet.
Okay.
Because we have to get to the bank.
Reason
why we get to the bank is then they take him
right.
Get clothes.
Yeah. So they have him in the outfit still. So they take him, they head to the bank, or basically they're trying to head to the bank to...
Well, they go get clothes so they can like disguise him, not disguise him, but like... He's got
around.
An idea where they can make him like a marionette puppet.
Yeah, like a puppet.
You can have your hand and you could forge Bernie's signature.
Yeah.
I'll just do his voice and we'll make it look like he has had two surgery.
Mm-hmm.
You went to the Virgin Islands for two surgery.
Yeah.
Which makes total sense.
Which that happens.
Certainly does. So he's wrapped up. Before that, the two voodoo guys steal Bernie from the back of the Jeep.
Yeah.
So they steal him, and then they're like, no, what are you doing? So they go and chase him.
Yeah.
And then they're in a convertible or whatever, so they just pull him
out of the back.
Yeah.
And they don't notice, even though there's a mirror that points directly out the back.
Can I mention before when they went to the store?
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Like Barry Boswick knew they were going to be at that store.
He was already inside.
He's like at
the
window
store
with
they were
like
going
a
to.
Camera.
Yeah. Although there's this, I do laugh because Barry Boswick is like, oh, and he sees them coming. And so he like grabs a mannequin and kind of like runs with it, like he's hiding behind it. And he goes into the little changing room area.
Yeah.
And he's holding it. This lady goes, excuse me, what do you think you're doing? And he, like, holds up the dummy, like, and has this look on his face like, duh, even though it makes no sense. Like, it obviously answers nothing. But so he puts him I don't know why that little exchange made me laugh. I thought Barry Boswick had the funniest reaction in there.
It's Barry Boswick.
Yeah.
So they go to the bank, and he's dressed like in a trench coat.
Yeah. Oh, and so they well, they get him back, and they get the coat they're going to put him in. But then Hummel is chasing after them.
Right. He gets
caught and he gets arrested because he's leaving when he has like something he put on to disguise himself. So he gets arrested. So they go to the bank. And they have a whole, like, from the original Weekend and Bernie's bit where, you know, they're using him like a puppet. But also, like, the three of them working in tandem, it really, it looks really good. It's pretty smooth movements and, you know, they got that down. Wouldn't you agree?
Yes.
Yeah.
Sorry. So, yeah. But they've been doing that for, you know, that first movie. So, yeah, they haven't did, but you know what? I chalk that up to Terry Kaiser.
Yeah, I agree.
More than them.
Andrew McCarthy did... actually, Jonathan Silverman didn't do much in that.
No.
But Andrew McCarthy and him doing that together was funny.
That was funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they get the security deposit box.
Yeah, and when they open it, there's no money inside. It's just like a newspaper clipping with like a map drawn on it. And so they're like, you know, what now? So they drive back to the hotel, and they're like, well, let's go find Claudia. She'll know what to do because of the voodoo stuff. So they head back, and when they do, they just leave Bernie in the back of the Jeep. No big. And so they leave him there, but while they're there, the music starts playing again. So he gets up, presumably gets up and out of the Jeep. We just see him outside of it.
That's where we're getting the carousel.
And so he's boogieing down the beach. And as he's going, he gets tangled up. There's like, we spend way too much time on, there's like a man and a woman like talking about, I want to drive the boat for parasailing.
No, there's no purpose.
Yeah, there's, but it's like this long extended, like obviously voiced over bit. It's very odd. But they finally take off with their boat. And right as Bernie is getting tangled up in the parasailing cords. And so it has him by the leg and start flying. He starts flying as you drag him along. And he's hitting all these trees.
Hitting trees, getting hit in the nuts.
Yeah. And this is the first time that Hummel goes, Bernie?
Bernie?
And so he sees whatever. Well, as Bernie's getting dragged along down the sand, he rips off two women's bikinis.
Oh!
Yeah. And he's being dragged. Well, he lets go of them. Hummel ends up with the bikinis, which means the cops arrest him after the women slap him. He thinks he's going nuts now. So they get him, or he's being, Bernie's flying through the air, and a shark jumps out of the water and grabs him.
Yeah, what was that?
I don't know, and it was all in slow motion.
It's all slow motion. The shark didn't bite him or take a
it just got like his sleeve or something.
What?
But again, he's not ripped apart or whatever. It's so odd. So, and then the rest of the scene is in slow-mo.
It's been a while since he's been Febrezed. So I'm sure he smells.
Yeah. That lady who was sleeping with him on the beach, like you didn't smell him?
Yeah.
Anyway, so he gets dragged along. And they're like, in the meantime, while all this is happening, those guys come up and say, where is Bernie at? Where's this guy at? Well, he's in the Jeep. And they're like, no, he's not. And they're like, oh, no, somebody took him. So they take off to go back to the Voodoo Queen to talk to them about it. Or no, they say, I think at that point they were like,
they kidnapped them.
Yeah, they kidnapped the guys and they take them back. And so they take him to the voodoo queen.
Yeah.
Who basically makes Richard drink poison.
Yeah, because they're like, where's the map? We don't have the map because Claudia has the map.
Yeah, Claudia has the map. Because so,
her dad is...
Yeah, he's going to help them figure it out.
Yeah.
So they Mobu is like, I'm going to give you some poison. You know, if you don't get him to me in enough time, you're going to die. Sorry.
Yeah.
And so they
head back to
go back Claudia. And they're like, if we don't know where he is. And while they're talking to Claudia, he just drops from the sky in front of them.
Magically.
Mm-hmm.
From the parasailing thing.
We've been doing that for hours.
Who's that? That's our boss. He's dead. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, and she's like, okay.
Wait, what? Could you fill me in? It's a little too
She
long.
Was a little too accepting of that.
Way too accepting of that. Yeah, I'll go along for the ride. I met you, and you're kind of a scum, but sure, I'll go along for the ride.
You know. Anything better to do.
She was on break from her job. She still was on her job, right? She said that. Well, I'm on break. I'll give it to my dad and meet me in about an hour.
Yeah. Well, she was done. Her shift was over.
You have a break an hour before your shift is over.
That happens.
Yeah.
There are only so many hours in a day.
Yeah, that's true.
They realize that like the map is basically pointing to somewhere in the water.
Yeah.
And they realize he's walking towards whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're like,
Congo,
okay.
And he's dancing.
Well, they turn him loose.
Moving like Bernie. Everyone is moving like Bernie.
They turn him loose, and he starts walking towards the water. They're like, okay, just let him go. Let's see where he goes. So he's walking, and then he stops in the water.
Yeah.
And they're like, what is going on? Oh, he can't hear the music anymore. So he just stops there. So they drag him out of the water. And they come up with a new plan. Now, in the meantime, Hummel is being released from jail again. And he's like, okay, look, maybe I'm too stressed out. And like the police officer said,
he asks them to fax Bernie's death certificate.
Because he saw Bernie.
Where he's at, because he saw Bernie. So he wants to make sure he's not crazy.
Yeah, because he's like, oh, is he alive? Maybe it's a conspiracy.
Yeah.
But they said, no, we prove he's dead.
Yeah.
And so the cop is like, look, just come out here. Like, smell the air. This is paradise. Like, you don't have anything to worry about here.
Just enjoy the rest of your time here.
Yeah. So he decides he's going to go on a, like, submarine tour thing. So.
Sure.
While that's happening, or while he's getting ready for that,
yeah, the headphones, right?
To get Bernie underwater working, they're like, he can't hear the music when he's underwater.
Let's put headphones on.
Let's put headphones and a Walkman on him.
I think that's how that works.
Yeah, I don't understand how the Walkman and headphones worked underwater, but sure.
We'll go along with it.
Yeah, you know.
About that time they had waterproof.
Maybe they were.
I don't know.
Maybe they were.
Mm.
But it didn't look like it. They looked like normal, whatever.
Like normal ones.
Yeah. And so he just walks into the ocean and is walking towards it.
Well, yeah, he's a walk dead man.
Yeah.
Walk dead man!
Walk
dead man. Yeah, it's a sequel to Dead Man Walking.
Okay.
Yeah.
And a prequel to Walking Dead.
Yes. Good. Yes.
And so he is, he's walking along. Meanwhile, the submarine comes by that Hummel is on.
They're following Bernie and they're scuba
diving. Yeah, they're scuba diving after him. And they go, Hummel's looking out the window. Everybody gets called to the other side, so nobody sees what Hummel is seeing. But he sees Bernie walking around, and he starts freaking out. And so he is like, I'm getting off this boat right now. Well, they're underwater, so he's trying to open the hatch. And so all the people on there have to subdue him. So he manages to get out, or they manage to get the boat out of the water. because of him freaking out. While they're doing all of that, or while that's going on, the scuba diver friends are behind Bernie, who just stops at one point and manages to get the, like, a chest with the money out of it. And he's holding on to it when I think it's one of them has a spear gun,
mm-hmm.
and it goes off. And it goes through Bernie's head and, like, through the Walkman and breaks it. And so now he's got, like, a harpoon through his head.
So he just stops.
Yeah.
And he's got the case.
But, yeah, now he's just...
Of money.
Yeah.
Which we suppose is money.
Yes. So now he's just, you know, got a death grip on it. So he's holding on to it. They managed to get him out of there. They get him back on land. They can't get him to let go of the case, mm-hmm. though.
Claudia finds a...
Yeah, one of those, like a tram that's going by. Now, these things are all horse-drawn carriage, kind of like carts that are going by. And so she's like, hey, can you help us? We just need to get over here. My friend is really sick. You know, we need help. Okay. And so they are running up, and everybody on the tram freaks out and runs because they realize it's a dead person. The first time that people correctly identify Bertie as a dead person.
Yeah, is with a harpoon stuck through his head. Mm-hmm. That's what he needed the whole time.
Yes, that's exactly what he needed.
All you needed was a Steve Martin joke with an arrow through your head. There you go.
Perfect. And so he, everybody runs, including the guy from the tram who hops on his horse and rides off.
I'm all through here. That guy's dead.
Yeah. And so there's just a cart with nobody on it. So they're like, well, now what are we going to do? And it turns out Larry has an idea.
Larry's ideas are wonderful.
So Larry decides he's going to take...
cocaine and sniff it.
The writer may have as well. Yeah. Anyway, but he takes... I don't even want to say it.
Say it.
Oh, they hook the reins up to the harpoon that's sticking through Bertie's head. And...
yep.
The
and they use him as a horse.
And they play the music.
They play the music.
And he just drags along.
And he drags him along.
Okay, the one person makes the whole cart move. Gets the whole cart moving with them. And then he steers him around. It's so ridiculous. And if you watch, like, as they're going around, it's obvious that, like, Bernie is not actually, like, the guy there is not even, doesn't even have his feet on the ground.
Uh-huh.
He's obviously suspended because you see his little legs kicking like he's walking. But they're, like, you know, what, a foot off the ground or six inches off the ground?
One time, like, something happens and the music disappears or something and he just crashes through everything.
Oh, he, no.
And you said, why isn't this a ride at Universal Studios?
It should have been. Like, the whole thing. So he goes, they get to a downhill where there's no way he's going to be able to stop everything.
That's what it is.
And they were like, oh, no. And so he stops, Larry stops the music trying to get it to stop. And they're just rolling downhill now while his legs still, like, kicking.
Yeah.
But they start, like, crashing through,
apple carts.
All these produce. Things. At one point, they crash through something with, like, animals, and there's, like, a parrot sitting on
Bernie.
The harpoon on Bernie's head.
Yeah.
And they go past the cops, who has, at this point, like, they've subdued they subdued Hummel because he went nuts, and so they sedated him. This doctor climbs in the back seat with Hummel to keep him sedated, and they're going to deport him. They're going to kick him off the island.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're trying to take him out. Hummel goes, Bernie, as they go by. And so they're like, oh, shit. So they turn the cop car around to go follow. So they get to, they roll all the way.
All the way, somehow. Yes,
to
the voodoo.
Mubo's house.
Yeah.
Or Mobu's house.
I don't know how they do it, but they do it.
Yes. So they get all the way there. And, of course, Bernie at this point is, like, spinning. He's, like, going, like, head over heels spinning on, like, little harness he's in. And he hits Mobu and knocks her out.
Knocks her out.
Yep. And she's out.
The money's flying everywhere.
Yeah, the money case opens and it's just money's flying everywhere.
Larry's trying to grab it as quick as he can.
Yes, because he dives off after money.
Right.
And so he's trying to fix that. Mobu's down. And at this point, Richard is like, he's getting bad. Like he looks sick. Like you can tell he's dying.
So Larry, in his genius, goes, I remember that one time you told me when we were talking about voodoo, about how voodoo, when you take the person that did the voodoo and you move it back to the person that didn't do the voodoo?
Yes.
I got it right.
It was that's about how that line was delivered, yeah. Yeah, no,
And so he goes, I can, but I need the blood of a virgin.
Well, so, that was, right before that, Larry is hiding money under these banana leaves
right.
and puts the rest of it in the container, and he gives it to Hummel, who then is like, okay, thank you, mm-hmm. and takes off. He runs over to check on them, and he says the thing, yeah, about like, because she said something about the curse being reversed and sending it back on the person who made it. The doctor, by the way, who is attending to Hummel, is Claudia's father.
Mm-hmm.
So that's convenient.
Very convenient.
Yeah. And so he's just like, well, yes, that's true, but I need the blood of a virgin. Everybody looks at each other and says, we're doomed. And then Larry goes over there and it's like, take my blood.
Yes.
So apparently he's a creep who has not been very successful at being a creep. So he gives his blood. They're able, I suppose, to fix it. We didn't even go through like a whole ceremony. It was just like,
we didn't even see it.
You're a virgin, hilarious, and then we move off.
Boom, yeah. And then now we're on a yacht.
Yeah,
like a boat.
Yeah, and they're
wearing those matching shirts.
They are wearing matching shirts.
Yes. They're sitting really uncomfortably close.
Very uncomfortably close. Like, the only way they could have been more uncomfortable is if, like, Andrew McCarthy had his leg over Jonathan Silverman's leg.
Yeah, it was like that.
It was pretty close. I think they even had their arm around each other, too.
I don't know.
Anyway, so, you know, they're like, okay, we got to get back home. And, like, Larry's like, why don't we stay here? And he's like, no. You know, what are we going to do? We got to work and whatever. He goes, well, in that case, he goes, what about this? And he opens up a briefcase that has a bunch of money in it. He's like, you stole that embezzled money? He goes, no. There was $3 million in there.
Conveniently.
Yeah. And they were only missing two from the work accounts. So I gave that back to him, which means this was here and no one has claimed it. So now it's ours. So, okay. So, you know, Bernie stole all this stuff. Bernie was a bad guy. He stole all these things. What makes you think that million is legitimate versus the other two?
Right. Who knows?
Yeah.
We're going with it.
Yeah. And so,
happy ending. Come on.
So they kept the money. He called out his all female crew.
Yes.
Who looks like Russian mariners.
Yeah, pretty much.
And they say they're going to head... Where were they going to head? I can't remember.
I don't know.
Somewhere stupid.
Somewhere else.
Yeah. But Carnival starts going on.
Yeah.
And so you see... And it's very festive. It's beautiful.
It's season one. It's pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah. It's very beautiful. And then there's these two goats who are walking. And one of them is like, where do you think he's taking us? I wanted to see Carnival, not be in it, and ain't that some shit?
Oh, and so,
they're goats now.
It's the henchmen guys, and they're goats. And who is?
Oh, who's leading them? Who's walking them? Bernie with a harpoon through his head.
Through a harpoon through his head.
Nobody was like, "Oh, a dead body. We should do something with this."
Nope, shouldn't. He should continue walking.
Yeah, and
no one reverses that either.
No
one goes, "Hey,
they're like this is
this
a good
guy
idea.
Has been through enough."
Yeah.
He smells.
Yeah.
Let's stop him from
walking
around.
Why don't we salt the ground or like burn him and salt him and no.
So I would say you've been deused,
yeah.
Jeremy.
Yeah.
Aren't you glad I picked this one as my pick?
I sure am.
You sure are. Well, that's what we thought of it, but let's hear what other people thought of it, shall we? Beavis 12 gives it a 10 out of 10. Says, silly, fun, and funny.
Mm-hmm.
Don't take this comedy seriously. It's a laugh a minute, and it has beautiful scenery. I love this movie. Follow the story of the first with two guys that still want Bernie's money, but now he's dead. Well, he was dead in the first one, too.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. They have they still have him for long. With the screw-ups and voodoo, it's a laugh all the way through.
Yeah.
Through-do. This person gave it no ratings, and they're called Goose Poop. And Goose Poop says...
Wasn't that a Disney movie?
Goose Poop. Yes, correct. Goose Poop. This is how bad this movie is. I ordered a large pizza tonight from a well-known pizza place that will remain nameless to save its reputation that was offering a free DVD with a pizza. So from the limited selection, I decided on Weekend at Bernie's 2. The DVD came in a paper sleeve, not even a plastic jewel case. After watching it, I realized that the movie doesn't even deserve a sleeve. That's how bad this movie is. The premise is stupid, the dialogue is bad, and not even the slapstick humor performed on a corpse was even a smirk involving. Others have said that the only laugh they got from this movie was when Bernie was dancing. Stand in front of a mirror and dance around like a complete moron. Do you make yourself laugh? Then you still won't like this movie. It's awful. As far as the career of the people involved, just ask yourself one question. Where are they now? Well, a lot of people they're doing a lot.
Yeah.
Watching this movie is like having gangrene infect my eyes. Spare yourself the anguish. Let it collect dust in the video store and rent anything else. No stars. Well, first of all, Goose Poop, you didn't rent it.
It's true.
You got it from Domino's, okay?
Nope, not Domino's. Pizza Hut.
Pizza Hut?
Yep. They had a...
What? Pizza Hut was offering
Weekend
this?
At Bernie's 2 Pizza Hut promo DVD.
What?
Yeah, you can buy the... When was people this? Sell the promo
when
DVD.
When was this going on?
This was like in 2004.
That's how much of a cult
free DVD
this was.
From Canadian Pizza Hut.
From Canadian Pizza Hut,
I think so.
Oh wow! What do you think? Canadian pizza just have regular ham, or is it Canadian bacon up there too?
What's ham?
It's just called ham.
Ham.
So it was Canadian. Go ahead.
Now, Papa John's around the same time did have another their own DVD.
Yeah.
Giveaway. Theirs had Weekend at Bernie's 1.
Seriously?
So I think Papa John's, or I think Pizza Seriously? Hut was like, we're going to do one better.
One up you.
Papa John's offered.
Pizza places? Like, if you order a lot of pizza, I guess these are the movies that, like, you were targeting?
They would do, as a family pack thing. They'd say, here's probably a movie they probably made too many of.
And well, evidently they didn't, because it's out of print.
But think about that. If they, maybe most of those that printed, they didn't move as DVDs, right. And so they gave them to, like, Pizza Hut or whatever, and then they just threw away
so
the excess.
In 2004, they were like, we got a lot of these DVDs laying around.
Yeah, so they just threw away the extras. Jesus. But think of how many times that went into somebody's home, and they're like, I guess we'll watch it, because it was free.
Because it's free.
Yeah.
So they watched it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've done that. I'm like, well, this was free, might as well watch it.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, so it was Pizza Hut.
Wow.
Yeah.
You learned something new, folks.
Right? Goose Poop, get over yourself.
Get over yourself, Goose Poop. First
That's
of all,
ridiculous.
Your name is Goose Poop.
Yeah.
So come on.
The name's fine.
So should we do our 5 questions?
Yeah. Why don't we do our 5 questions? So let's start off with, what do you think was the best part of this?
Well, my favorite part of this movie, besides the music, because, gosh, the music was great.
I love generic Calypso.
I love generic Calypso. In fact, when I search through Pandora or Spotify or any music system, I often go, do you have a generic Calypso music station?
They're like, yeah, we have some Calypso. No.
Generic Calypso.
No. I better not hear.
I better not hear real Calypso.
Yeah, no.
The physical comedy of Terry Kaiser is the best part of this movie.
Yeah.
By far.
I will agree.
That's the best part of the first movie.
Dude, I would agree there, too.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, that's what I think the best part of this movie is.
To me, that's... Yeah, I think that's obvious. I think that's one of the best parts.
No, that's the only best part of this movie.
You know, honestly...
the free DVD that Pizza Hut gave you.
Honestly, I liked Henry and Charles.
You did, but I just found that they disappeared. That's
that yours?
Yep.
I liked Henry and Charles. And I think that the thing that bothered me was, like, I almost think it would have been better if, like, so that at the point when Henry and Charles are, like, you know, they go back and forth stealing him.
Yeah.
But then when they're like, hey, she's got a curse on us. We got to go fix this.
If the four of them
would have worked together,
I would have loved it.
That would have been amazing. I think it would have been great.
Because then we have like a team.
Yes.
There's more people involved.
And they can the two of them don't have to be together. Yeah.
Yes.
I would have enjoyed that.
I would have enjoyed that more too.
I thought that they were under. I don't know. I think that they were underutilized in this. I thought their humor was pretty good, and I actually enjoyed.
They didn't know how to use them.
No, if I had to choose between watching Larry and Richard or Henry and Charles, I'd have gone with Henry and Charles.
Henry and Charles, hands down.
I think the one thing too that it bothered me was, like, you have these people, you set them up. They're almost these kind of like little anti-heroes, or these kind of like scoundrels that we should be kind of liking.
Yeah, almost felt like it was bad that they became goats. They didn't really do anything terrible.
No.
You know what I mean?
The one thing that I was like, what? So when Andrew McCarthy and Jonathan Silverman chase them down, and they get in front of their car when they have Bernie, then they're just like, whoa. Oh, they see these black guys, and they're just like, whoa. And just like leave them alone.
Yeah.
And right? I was like, okay, awkward.
Thanks.
Yeah, it was just, didn't use them right, but, like, you could have put them all together.
How about the fact that this movie actually did have African-Americans in it?
Yes.
And the first one really didn't. It was mostly white people.
Yeah, right.
The Hamptons.
Yeah.
I mean, so kudos.
Yes.
For that, so, you know.
Would you reboot, continue, or cancel?
I want to actually reboot this. I think it'd be fun. I think now's the time. For something stupid to just cross our path and just check mark it and to have a fun time. Reboot it for me.
Can I say reboot cool?
Yeah.
So I'm going to go combo. Combo this.
But why? Like, there's so much shit out in the world.
Yeah.
So much really heavy shit that I just want something dumb sometimes. Yeah. You know what I mean?
So here's what I'm saying. Reboot cool. And the reason I say that is it's like a new story, whatever's going on. But wouldn't it be great if that $1 million or whatever, Richard starts his own business, becomes a CEO, and like new interns or whatever, Weekend at Bernie's, Jonathan Silverman.
Yeah.
I think, or Andrew McCarthy. I would love that. I think that would be...
Or have Andrew McCarthy direct it.
Yes, Andrew McCarthy directs Jonathan Silverman getting...
Yeah. Weekend at Bernie's.
Yeah.
With fresh cast.
Yeah, with like Zac Efron and someone I don't know who.
I'm down for it.
Yeah. And so like I think...
It could be more edgy. It could be more edgy now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think that would work.
I'd watch it. I don't know why I would. I don't mind watching these movies. This is a terrible movie, and I'll continue to say that this is a bad movie. Having said that, it's kind of brainless and fun to watch.
It is fun to watch because it's not a...
It doesn't take itself serious.
It's not a movie that was trying to be serious but sucked.
Yeah.
It's a movie that's like, well, it is what it is.
It is what
it is. It's Weekend at Bernie's, and we made it even more ridiculous with the introduction of magic.
You knew going into it, why did you do a sequel?
Yeah.
So you knew, so it's like, it's dumb to begin with.
Yeah.
The premise is dumb. Everything about it is dumb. Go ahead.
Do you think this movie stands on its own?
No.
There's don't either.
Too much from the first movie that carries over.
Yeah.
Bernie himself.
Well, talking about the money, talking about getting murdered. Yeah, like they...
Yeah.
Even their, but their exposition is not very good.
No, their exposition is terrible. The exposition is them getting fired for what they did.
And whereas, like, Mannequin 2 stood on its own to the point where it's like, if you didn't see the first one, it wouldn't matter.
Yeah.
This one, I'm like, you would be really lost. And they didn't, like, put all of it together. Does this make you want to watch the first one?
Yeah, I think it does. I think, it, like I said, these are just movies that you just can seriously watch and just turn your brain off for a moment. I mean, you don't need to think about these movies. And sometimes that's a good thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it does make me want to watch the first one.
It does, but, like, now I feel like I'd be like, oh, it's just them doing the puppet thing. Like, without the magic, I'm like, eh.
You know, like, when I think about it now, this has more of a cult aspect than the first one.
Yes, it does.
So maybe I don't really need
But I think that's the same way that Short Circuit 2 has more of a cult than the first one.
I think you're right on this. I think you're right. Like, the Short Circuit 2?
Yeah.
With the Los Lobos kick your butt.
Yeah.
Like, all that. That's been quoted
more. A lot of the lines are from the second one.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're right on that. Yeah.
Let's see. Describe this in two words.
Shitty fun.
Shitty fun.
This is a shitty movie. This is by far a terrible movie.
Yeah.
The soundtrack is awful. The dialogue is awful. The plot is awful. The acting is awful. It is so much fun to watch, though.
Yeah.
I love watching these movies. I don't know why I love watching these movies. I love watching these movies for the aspect that you can just turn it on, shut up and relax, and just kind of, like, you could probably do something else, play a game online while you're watching it, and you could look up and still go, yeah, Bernie's still dead. All right. Continue to do what you're doing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's just background and have fun and do whatever. We don't need to think about it. It's not like, say, American Psycho 2, which American Psycho 1 was so acclaimed and so critically acclaimed that then you make a shit sequel. It's not like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? There's no leading up to a failure for this movie because it fails right at the beginning.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Just in that you want to make a sequel of this.
Yeah.
It already fails.
Agreed.
So in that case, just go along for the ride.
See, I say Island Getaway.
Island Getaway.
Because it is. It's kind of like, especially taking him out of New York and taking him wherever. It gave it a different feel. It gave it, like, to me it was more relaxed. Because when you have New York, tropical, there's too much going on. Yeah. It was like getting back to basics. It stripped a lot of excess stuff out of the story. Like his financial things and everything else.
And even though the voodoo thing is stupid, kudos that you're building a mythology of some sorts of weirdness.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
To it, right?
I agree.
But it's dumb.
Yeah, but I love it. But it's dumb, but you, I can.
But you go
I
along.
I totally
for it.
Understand why it's a cult favorite.
Yeah. So we say, watch this movie. Just don't take it too serious.
Exactly.
Don't take any movie like this so serious.
Yeah.
Don't take Teen Wolf 2 so serious.
Right.
Teen Wolf 2 is a terrible movie.
Right.
But I will watch it. If it is on, fuck you. I'm watching it. Right?
Yes.
I don't know why.
And if anybody at a movie company is listening, why don't you put out a 2-pack of Bernie's and Weekend at Bernie's 2? Because we should have a 2-pack of this, and I can't find one.
Right. So where can people find us, Jeremy?
People can find us at thedeucepodcast.podbean.com.
Correct.
Thank you. iTunes, which if you're looking for us on iTunes, please make sure that you rate us on there. 5 stars would be much appreciated. Google Play, Stitcher, Podknife, really any of those kind of podcatchers, you can find us there. Otherwise, you can find us at nophonynetwork.com. Look us up or any of our other network mates. Just check them out.
Facebook, Twitter handle.
Facebook, we're on there too. Twitter handle at the Deuce Podcast. So just check us out. We'll tweet new episodes there.
We will do
share stuff online.
What's going on? Do you want to share your pick or should we wait?
I think I should share it.
Okay, your pick.
So next week, we are going to be doing Police Academy 2, their first assignment.
So we're just going from Weekend at Bernie's to Police Academy 2.
No, okay, so anybody who's listened this far knows that I'm a big fan of animation. And normally when I get a pick, I just rush for the chance to pick something animated out. Now, we just did the Pixar thing, and so I didn't want to overload anybody on animation, so I'm picking something live action. And
so
that's
you chose Police Academy 2.
Yes.
First assignment.
Yes, I did.
Okay.
It's going to be good.
All right.
It's going to be fantastic.
Well, we'll look forward to that one.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, remember, kids, the sequel is king.
Ugh, that's about enough of that. How about this instead?
Well, it's the weekend, we're moving like Bernie.